It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Lots of breaking news this afternoon, so that means we'll tell you what it is as it happens. We'll talk about why it matters and what it means. All of it coming up right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A bit later on in the hour, Ashley Papa stops in to talk relationships. We will also speak with mayoral candidate and New York State Assembly member Nicole Malliotakis on why Albany already let itself go for the year and whether they should have or not. Plus, breaking news on the health bill that senators are now opposing right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
No amount of 11th hour reality denying or buck passing by Democrats is going to change the fact that more Americans are going to get hurt unless we do something.
But in reality, the Senate Republican bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Only this wolf has even sharper teeth than the House bill.
I feel personally very uncomfortable when Chuck Schumer talks about wolves in sheep's clothing. I don't know. I feel like he's licking his chops looking at me or something. Like, lamb for dinner, my love. I'm kidding. It's Kevin McCullough. Welcome. We've got a lot to get to in the coming hour. Not only did Senator McConnell put forward the initial draft, the discussion draft, if you will, of the Senate response to repeal and replace, but we have some breaking news this afternoon in that there are some senators now on record that are going to oppose it on the GOP side of things. Although, if you listen to the Democrats talk about why the Republicans are opposing it, I'm not sure that it's what they are saying. Schumer wants you to think the sky's going to fall, that granny's going to be pushed off the mountain, that babies are going to drown in rivers. This is all going to happen if we pass this. That's not exactly the objections that Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson are all coming to the table with. In fact, if anything, it's because they want to make it a little bit of a better bill.
It's not enough just to pass a bill that has Obamacare repeal in the title. We've got to actually have legislation that fixes the underlying problem. You know, under Obamacare, the average family's premiums have risen over $5,000 a year. That is the fault of the federal government. It's the fault of the failed federal policy that is Obamacare. We need to fix that. And so throughout the conversations with the working group, with the majority leader, with the president, with the vice president, I've made very clear I want to get to yes. And the way to get to yes is fix the underlying problems, lower premiums, and I will happily be part of it. We can get there, and I think there are a lot of other senators who feel very much the same as I.
So I don't see, I don't hear Mr. Cruz saying we're going to vote and obstruct and stop this. I hear him saying I want to be with you. I want to be on your team. I think that's the same thing for fellow Tea Party sensation Rand Paul.
It subsidizes the death spiral of Obamacare. It dumps a bunch of federal money, taxpayer money, or borrowed money into the insurance industry and says, hey, please lower the prices if we give you money. That is not capitalism. That's not what made this a country great. And it really is not consistent with any notion of a limited government, conservative, Republican position.
All right. So two of the four that are on record is saying they oppose the Senate current plan. Obviously, this will be discussed in much greater detail in the days to come, because the way I read this, if Trump doesn't do health care and if he doesn't get tax reform done, he's dead. 2018 is going to be a mess. 2020, forget about it. It'll be a one term. You got to get these two things done. This is the starting line. This is where the negotiating begins. Beyond this, how much other stuff you accomplish, that will be yet to be determined. And obviously, I'm very happy with all of the progress that just the executive orders and just the potential for what these pieces of legislation will do have brought to the markets. But it's not enough. You got to get it done. And if Paul and Cruz and Johnson and Lee are the key to getting it done. Mr. McConnell, help your president. Go get those guys on board. Do what's necessary to win their vote. Get them plugged in. And if it's as simple as what that Paul and Cruz are describing, my goodness, let's do it. Let's figure out how it works and get it done. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Lots to get to tonight. Did you know that the assembly in Albany dismissed and did not handle a bunch of things that they were supposed to handle? Like, you know, funding for the year going forward and whether or not the mayor gets to maintain control of the New York City schools and a whole bunch of other things. Someone who would like to be mayor but is currently in the assembly, Nicole Malliotakis, will be with us to discuss what should have happened and why it didn't. We will try to get from her perspective what can be done about it as well. Also, Ashley Papa is going to join us tonight. Two different things that we're going to talk about in the relationship segment. The 12 worst pieces of advice for relationships that have ever been given. Why are we telling you the 12 worst? So that if you hear any of them, and scarily, I've seen the list, scarily, how regularly I've heard some of them, run the other direction. Run the other direction. You get one of these 12 pieces of advice, you go the other way. What's this that Elise is putting on my screen? Should we audio record this segment for Joe Piscopo? I don't know. Someone call Frank and find out. If Joe wants the advice of, I'm sure Ashley would be glad to sit down with Joe. Give him the 12 worst pieces of advice. Oh, you're not taking, that wasn't a serious question? You were just, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Elise. I'm sorry to do that to you. I don't know. I thought it was, I don't know. I think that it's good to get good pieces of advice and shun the bad ones. And what's going to be funny is you're going to think some of these are on the good list. I'm just saying. So hang on to that. We'll get to it. All right. Other news today. You know, the president spoke last night, and he had the right to thump his chest a little bit. Hey, did you see the big win we had? Boom, boom. Make America great again. He also put forward this idea that we not give any welfare benefits to immigrants for up to 5 years after they come into the, not illegal immigrants. You're not supposed to be getting anything if you're illegal. He's talking about legal immigrants. And I look, however he has to deal with the discussion of this, it's always going to be uncomfortable. But can we be very blunt here for a second? If you're coming here legally or illegally to just get on the taxpayer dole, don't. Just don't come. I don't want Americans on the taxpayer dole. So when Americans are going, hey, let's just not worry about getting that job. I can be on unemployment for 99 weeks. Thank you, Obama. No, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's instead be productive individual citizens the way the good Lord made us. Let's use our hands and feet and brains and fingertips. Let's do what we can, pounding computers or pounding a hammer, but let's figure out how to become productive across the board. So his idea of not extending benefits to immigrants from the welfare sector for 5 years after they come, I really don't have a problem with. I really don't think that that's a problem at all. So it's the it's one of those things where I think when you're looking at the long scope of what he's trying to get by way of something changed and something implemented that's going to bring about a better fiscal situation for the country, if you're looking at paid benefits that are being given to people that should have come here ready to go to work, that's going to be a problem. So I'm hopeful that that we continue to see that kind of reform in all kinds of ideas. By the way, big piece of news, big piece of breaking news that's really huge. We will be broadcasting Kevin McCullough Radio from the White House on July the 25th. Put it on your calendar. But we're going to be there, and maybe we'll get to talk to some of the people in charge at that time and ask them these kinds of questions themselves. All right. Just a little sneak peek. Hey, coming up, Nicole Malliotakis joins me next. We're going to talk about Albany and the mayor's race and anything else that she wants to. It's the candidate for mayor who's trying to do it all the old-fashioned way. Politics, shaking hands, kissing babies. Not just spending a lot of money and staying home. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good afternoon. Some problems in the Bronx on the Cross Bronx, the service road eastbound between Rosendale Avenue out to White Plains Road. Shut down entirely because of a serious fire. This will also affect Cross Bronx northbound at Castle Hill. The off-ramp there is closed. And you've got traffic at a standstill on the Cross Bronx between the Bruckner and the GWB. Then the Deegan northbound, bumper-to-bumper delays from the Bruckner as you head towards the Cross Bronx. And then the Deegan southbound from 233rd Street down towards the Cross Bronx. Traffic doesn't move. So basically, the Cross Bronx, not a good place to be this afternoon. If you're city-bound at the GWB on the upper deck, 5 to 10 minutes, lower level is 15 to 20, a bit less from any other approach. Lincoln Tunnel inbound, 35 to 40 minutes. Getting out of town is 20 to 25 minutes in the Holland. The delays inbound are 20 to 25 from 1 and 9, and it's about a 15 to 20-minute wait now from the turnpike approach. Outbound delays are 30 to 35 minutes. Also, an accident on the turnpike's eastern spur northbound at 15W will cause delays. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno in AIM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEANSWER.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is projected that this will cost $1.6 billion more over the next 10 years, because we ought to reconstitute local school boards and all the administrative staff and all the redundancy.
That's Mayor de Blasio complaining about the possible loss of mayoral control. It is a fight that has been waged by the mayor on the grounds of the assembly, and the assembly broke yesterday without addressing the issue, and they also didn't address some of the budgeting issues. So I thought to get a really good understanding of all this from all the perspectives that are relevant, we'd talk to current assembly member, but the woman who would like to be that man's replacement for the mayor of New York City. Nicole Maliotakis rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Hello, Nicole. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin.
So what happened in Albany? You guys broke for the session, but there's a bunch of spending issues and initiatives that have to be picked back up when you come back together in the fall, if that's going to happen. What do you foresee happening here?
Well, the issue of mayoral control became a very much a sticking point. You know, the mayor has shown an inability to work with the governor and legislative leaders. And so what we're seeing as a result is that there was no deal made. He didn't seem to negotiate in good faith when it came to increasing the charter school cap. And so we went home yesterday, session concluded, and there was no deal made, and so they sent the legislators home for the summer. Now, today we received a call that potentially we're going to come back tomorrow, but it seemed like that didn't come to fruition either. And so what we have is a situation where mayoral control right now is pending, and the issue from my perspective is I believe we should not be extending mayoral control unless we get details on the mayor's spending when it comes to education. We give the city of New York $9 billion annually, and they are supposed to come back to the state and explain how they're spending the money. And it turns out this money gets to the city. We spend more per pupil than any other state in the nation. We spend more per pupil than any other city in the nation. And yet the money doesn't seem to be getting to the classroom. And that is, for me, is troublesome and something that needs further investigation.
No, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Nicole Maliotakis, assembly member from Staten Island, in some areas of Brooklyn, are the groups that she represents. Nicole, the idea that New York is so expensive, you know, people say, well, it's the biggest school district in the country, and you've got all the local schools that have to be cared for and so forth. But in a 21st century time period, you're still talking about classrooms where you may have four or five kids sharing the same textbook. That's unforgivable when they're being given $9 billion up front.
And it's not only that. Look, there is so much bureaucracy at the central office of the Department of Education. And so the money's not trickling down to the classroom where it's needed. Teachers are paying for their own supplies, as you mentioned. The children don't have access to the best textbooks. Some schools don't have labs. Some kids are still being taught in trailers, unbelievably. So that's number one. Number two, he's spending over $700 million on a renewal schools program to try to help failing schools. But again, that has not really achieved results. And also, part of that is $40 million that's going to these contracts with very high-paid consultants that happen to be friends of the chancellor.
No, that's wrong.
A lot of questions.
That's wrong.
Be answered, and we shouldn't be expanding mayoral control until we get a good grasp of how the money is being spent in New York City under Mayor de Blasio.
No, absolutely, and thank God that the Assembly is holding its line here. Now let's talk about possible outcomes to this. You guys come back together, you still don't get the kind of transparency that you need. He still can't get along with the governor or negotiate with the governor or the Assembly leaders. What happens to mayoral control? Does the state keep the money? Does the state become the inheritor of the situation with the public schools?
Well, I mean, they still have the money. But the issue is that, first of all, what I think is going to happen is we'll probably be called back to do a short-term extender, perhaps 6 months, just enough to get me to be at Gracie Mansion, and then we could negotiate in good faith after that, because I'm willing to make concessions when it comes to charter schools, because I believe charter schools are important as well, and they have a role to play. Parochial, private, charter, public, all have roles in our city. And it's important that those schools survive, because when they don't survive, it's the public school system that absorbs those children, leading to, you know, we already have at capacity or overcrowded schools. And it's much more costly to the city than to absorb those children. And we don't have room for all the children in the city. We need to have choice, and we should have choice for parents and where they want to send their school. So I'm supportive of what the Senate has been trying to negotiate in good faith with the mayor. Unfortunately, he's been resistant, and that's why we went home without a deal. Yeah. But I believe, you know, 6 months from now, we won't have to worry about this anymore, because when I'm mayor, I'm going to be working with my colleagues in the legislature. Unfortunately, this mayor has shown, you know, an inability not only to not work with the president, but an inability to work with the governor of his own party.
Well, and that's really astounding. I mean, when you're saying that the only people he's listening to are people that he's paying millions of dollars in consultants' fees, that's a bad outcome for the state. You don't even have to know the players involved. If that's the equation, Mayor X from Party X can't get along with anybody in Party X or Party Y, and the only people that they really get along with are people that are on their payroll that they're paying all these extra millions of dollars to. That's always going to be a burn for the taxpayer, and it's got to be incredibly frustrating for the people that are in the trenches. And in this case, we're talking about the teachers, the administrators, the people that have committed their lives to educating the children of New York City. And he's willing to play Russian roulette with the future of what the schools need to have kind of solidified going into the fall.
And even worse than that, he takes no responsibility. His answer, everything that goes wrong is either the governor's fault or it's Melissa Mark Viverito's fault. It's never his responsibility. He shows a complete lack of leadership, and we are seeing commissioners leaving. Another one, a DDC commissioner yesterday said he's going to be stepping down. We're seeing commissioner after commissioner leaving this administration, and we're seeing an inability to work with other elected officials, whether it be of his party or the opposite party. And we're not seeing results in this city. You have the homeless crisis that's epic. In addition to the school system, which we're seeing failing schools, you have a transportation system that's become a disaster. He's pointing fingers again on that issue. The traffic congestion in the city is a nightmare. And, you know, I can go on and on about the various quality of life issues that have deteriorated under Mayor de Blasio. And that's why he doesn't deserve another term. So I hope your listeners will go to my website at www.nicoleformayor2017.com. Take a look a little more about my platform. Make a donation if you'd like. That would be very helpful, because July 11th is our deadline. It's a critical one. And, you know, I appreciate, Kevin, you always bringing me on the show and allowing me to talk about the issues that are important to me and to the city of New York.
Well, I've got an announcement in a few days as it relates to this, but I want people to understand that when Nicole is talking about accountability and the ability for us to actually hold those that are making these decisions responsible for their actions, it's not just theory. We can do it, friends. This can be done. You can demand a different outcome if you're willing to put your, you know, vote on the line. And so if you're not registered, get registered. If you haven't been to NicoleForMayor2017.com, go. Make a donation, sign up for her newsletter, get the things and the information in your hands that will help you make a better decision as we go along. Nicole Maliotakis, assembly member from Staten Island and Brooklyn, and also running for mayor in 2017. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your perspective.
Thank you, Kevin. Always great to be with you.
It's as well as you. Still to come on Kevin McCullough Radio, we've got Ashley Papa from Fox News, and we're also talking about something called a third gender next, non-binaries. I'm confused by this. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up next, and why it's significant in some states across the country. Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's fair and 79 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Commuters on New York City subways are getting more and more frustrated with signal problems and delays. Lisa G reports.
New York therapist J. Ryan Fuller says keeping things in perspective when you take the subway and realizing your ride might not be easy will help you from getting too angry. He says think of the percentage of times your train has been delayed so you won't be in shock if it happens again. He also recommends taking a few deep breaths until you've relaxed a bit. And if all else fails, New Jersey-based clinical psychologist Rosalind Dorlin says think back to the most stressful times in your life and realize being delayed isn't the end of the world. Lisa G., NBC News.
News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Lisa. An Atlantic City man is indicted in the stabbing death of another man earlier this year. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday that 36-year-old Fahim Harris was indicted by a grand jury last week on aggravated manslaughter and weapons charges. Harris is accused of stabbing Damian Mortimer in the Albion home where they both lived on March 23rd. The manslaughter charge alone carries a sentence of up to 30 years behind bars. In sports, Mets are in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. That first pitch is at 10:10 this evening, and Yankees are hosting the LA Angels. That first pitch is at 7:05. Traffic delays remain on the New Jersey Turnpike's western spur southbound from the Meadowlands ramp down to 18W. Traffic at a standstill. Hudson River crossings, well, the George Washington Bridge inbound on the upper level, 5 to 10 minutes, 15 to 20 on the lower level, and about 10 to 15 minutes from any other approach. Lincoln inbound, 35 to 40 minute delays. Outbound is 20 to 25. Holland delays are now 20 to 25 minutes from routes 1 and 9 and 15 to 20 from the turnpike approach. Outbound Holland is 30 to 35 minute delays. Weather for tonight, partly cloudy skies. More clouds on your overnight, low 72 degrees. Tomorrow you'll see mostly cloudy skies. Showers or thunderstorms possible, high 85. Variable clouds, scattered showers, highs 87 on Saturday. Now you know what's going on. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970, The Answer.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This year I'm presenting the first acting award in history that's free of any gender distinction. You know, it's best actor in a movie, and you have people of all genders and all sexes up for the same award, and so you really get an opportunity for the work to stand on its own, and that's super exciting.
Huh. I wonder if they can do that with weightlifting. Just have all the genders compete. You know, the 5'2" female. Well, I can't call her female. Whatever the non-binary version of female is, I don't know. I Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. That's Asia Kate Dillon. She's that person. I would call her a girl, but she's a person. She wants me to call her person. Actually, she doesn't want me to call her person. She wants me to call her they, them, and theirs. It's like she has multiple personalities or something and running around inside of her. Okay, let's hear from Frank. So Asia plays Taylor, another completely generic, non-gender descriptive name. That's the character she plays on the show Billions on Showtime, and she presented an acting award with no gender distinction at the MTV and TV Awards in LA. Now, this is kind of interesting because this boils down to basically two people. The USA Today today has this huge story about this. I mean, it's got to be 2,800 words. It's a long piece for the USA Today. It's like a New York Times piece, but it's in the U.S. You don't see them that long usually. But so they're talking about these two people. One of them is named, let's see, Jamie Shoup. And Shoup was this person that won recognition as a non-binary last year. Was a male veteran, came out of the military, married, fathered a kid, and then decided I'd want to be something else. So became a woman for 3 years. Now, he wanted to become a woman because being a man was evidently too much of a trauma. He literally says he's on disability of PTSD, even though he never saw combat as a veteran. He only served in places that were at peace, never saw anything traumatic, but he has PTSD. And the PTSD he attributes to because people kept referring to him as a man when he felt like a woman. Now, if you feel like a woman, why are you going to the military and hang out with a bunch of soldiers when you're a man? It's not like they're going to let you live in the ladies' dorm. I don't know. So, sometimes I wonder if we make it harder than it is. Because if you don't really want to be put upon by masculine men in an exclusively male environment, don't become a male soldier in the U.S. Army. If the goal is to be something other than a man and you're serving in the male army, you're doing it wrong. So Shoup then says, for 3 years of living like a woman, it was nearly as painful as all those years he spent as a man. So he couldn't be a woman, he couldn't be a man, so now he actually has had a court say that he can be what is now called a non-binary. That's right, you're a nothing. You don't count. We are erasing you from the human existence, but you asked for it. Yeah, this is what I don't understand. You have all these forms. None of the forms say gender, by the way. We're having all these cows because, it's asking me for my sex, but I'm a man that perceives myself as a woman. We're not asking you what you perceive yourself to be. The form says, what are you? There's a scientific methodology to finding out what you are by way of sex. It is not hard. This is not mysterious. It is not some divine calculus that you have to come up with. This is easy. Now, why do you feel like you can't just put what that is on the form for whatever? Okay, you're a guy that wants to wear a dress and live as a woman. That's fine. Just on your driver's license, just put what you actually are. Now, Kev, why are you getting so worked up? Well, because of this. The society has a vested interest in knowing what you are. Whether you feel ashamed of it or not is not our problem. If you're a male, we have the right to know that you're a male. And if you're female, we want to make sure that you receive the proper protections that a society should provide the more vulnerable of the sexes. Oh, man, I'm going to get an email for that. But it's true. There's reasons why we segregate prison. Men generally tend to be larger, stronger, and bigger. This I'm going to be in so much trouble by the time this show's done. That's why we do this. There's actually reasons why it's really good for us to be able to classify what you are from a science perspective. You want to live in your head as something else and express that as your gender, that's fine. But let's just stick with science, can we? Not non-binaries.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Wait, so now sex offenders can use, according to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, they can use social media. Is that what this
Correct.
Is saying?
Correct.
Wait, who Do we have the breakdown of how, who decided what on this in the Supreme Court? We should find that out. This is ridiculous. Sex offenders shouldn't have any rights at all for them. Convicted sex offenders can get on Facebook? This is a good thing?
Listen to Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
A Bronx Tale is Broadway's new hit musical, and now it's a New York Times critic's pick. Directed by Robert De Niro and Jerry Zaks, based on the story by Chaz Palminteri. AM New York hails it as a combination of Jersey Boys and West Side Story. A Bronx Tale, Broadway's new hit musical. Get your tickets today at telecharge.com.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday, he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now, and there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism, and it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight, and you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THEDIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's Thursday, and even though we have this big breaking news day, we're in the middle of all of it, and even though we have the weird pursuit, what I was just talking about in the USA Today of the third gender known as non-binary that is now becoming the prominent, relationships are still key. So if non-binaries want to have relationships, they got to find other non-binaries. Males got to find females, et cetera, et cetera. This is all normal stuff. And Ashley Papa is our relationship guru, and she joins us on Thursdays to discuss. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Kevin.
It's good to have you back. Now, this week, you've got a piece in FoxNews.com that deals with the 12 worst pieces of relationship advice. I was telling somebody we're going to talk about this earlier today, and they had a question for me I couldn't answer. They said, why would somebody document the worst pieces of advice that you could get? What would your answer be to that question?
Because there's so much bad advice out there.
So if it's on this list, you should just know to ignore it right away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good.
Well, or just think twice about following it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe adjust it a little.
Well, they are pretty. What I was frightened by was how common they are, because they really are some of the stuff that people tell you. Like this first one you have on the list, wait 3 days to call or text someone back. Like you have the date of your dream, and they say, wait 3 days to call them back. I never understood that. I never followed that piece of advice. Why on earth would somebody do that?
Well, a lot of people like to play this game, and, you know, a lot of times if you play a game like this, somebody always ends up the loser. But there are so many rules out there about when to call someone or text someone back after you go on a date with them, because the thing is, like, you know, they say you don't want to look too interested or too eager, and by texting them back right away, it might make you look too aggressive or too eager or too interested, and, like, you know, heaven forbid that, right?
Right. Eagerness is bad, particularly on the men's part. Showing an actual interest. No. Be a monkey. Be a caveman. Stand there like a tree. Don't show any interest at all. All right. Don't reveal too much too soon.
Yeah. So, you know, there's this thing where you don't want to, you know, you can want to kind of be a mystery and play a little bit of hard to get. But the truth is there, if you don't reveal a little bit about who you are or show that you're interested at all, then the other person's going to think you're not interested. So then you might end up just losing someone right off the bat because they don't think you're interested when you really are, because you don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah. Lowering your standards. Now, the idea that someone's telling you to lower your standards means you have high standards to begin with. I always thought high standards were something that are aspirational. Why are people telling people to lower their standards?
Well, they...
Is it just a sign of how desperate the market is?
Kind of. You know, I think what they're trying to really say is be more open-minded. There's a difference between, you know, being open-minded, which you should if you're, you know, older and, you're having a, you know, when you get older, your wants and desires kind of change a little. But when it comes to standards, you know, you should have your, like, unbreakables, things that, like, you would never accept in a relationship. So, you know, by no means should you, you know, say you've committed to not dating a smoker or a criminal. You know, by lowering your standards, that doesn't mean that now you can, that you should date a criminal or a smoker if it means finding the right one, you know? There's a difference between...
Is this also code language for dating uglier people?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's more about getting to know the person inside.
Well, which is where the real beauty is anyway, right? That's what
right.
we're supposed
exactly.
to say. Yeah, exactly. Okay. but see, that's such a loaded phrase. You lower your standards in any number of areas, you're going to get usually bad apples. And so I'd like, just keep your standards high. High standards are a good thing. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Let me switch to a couple of other ones here. Someone will tell you become a master at flirting, and that's a bad piece of advice. Why?
Well, some people are just really good at flirting, and some people are not. So, you know, I don't think there's a need to have to sign up for, you know, flirting 101. You know, I think it's more about just being yourself and being honest. So, you know, if you don't know how to seductively look into someone's eyes or toss your hair or whatever, then you shouldn't do it. You know, if you can't really do it right, because you might just be turning them off.
Another piece of bad advice, wait for him to make the first move. Now, that's a bad piece of advice to tell the women, hey, go out there and be more aggressive?
Well, I mean, I think this is a personal one. I think in today's day and age, it can be bad because guys might not know how to proceed with a woman they might like. Maybe they don't know their boundaries. So if a guy is just hesitant to, you know, do anything and move forward, and you really want to kiss him, then I, you know, just go ahead and kiss him then and see how he reacts.
Okay. Well, it's just part of the 12 pieces of the worst relationship advice ever to be given. And Ashley Papa has documented it all in her column at foxnews.com this week. Now, Ashley's also the voice of Fox on Love Radio, which airs on this station and many others across the country. And you have a very interesting topic for this weekend show. What makes a U.S. military wedding different from other weddings? What made you want to explore the whole military wedding aspect of things?
Well, you know, this month I did the wedding theme because June is a popular time for weddings. And I was just exploring different weddings, you know, and I always thought the military wedding was very unique because they have so many traditions and rituals that you don't find in civilian weddings.
Right.
So I kind of wanted to go into that a little bit and talk to someone who hosts a lot of military weddings.
Well, the lovely bride's brother, when he got married, I guess it's been like 3 or 4 years now that he's actually been a newlywed, U.S. Navy, active duty. And so they had the whole kit and caboodle. Everybody was in uniform. They did the swords above them as they walked out of the church. It was really cool. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that they did as well. But be looking for that on stations like this one across the country, because Ashley Papa is going to be talking about it on Fox on Love, on Fox on Love radio stations coast to coast all weekend long. Ashley Papa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough. Some final thoughts tonight about not only the non-binary among us, but a confession that a pop star has made that might be a little surprising. Kevin McCullough on Katy Perry when we come back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
On the Garden State Parkway north and at exit 139, reports of a vehicle fire. Two of the right lanes are currently blocked. This will affect the southbound side of the parkway. Also at exit 139, everyone stops to take a look at what's going on, so those delays are backing up to exit 144. Turnpike also had a crash southbound as you approach Interchange 13A. Shoulder is blocked. You've got more delays on the Turnpike northbound from Interchanges 14 as you head up to 15. Delays on 287 remain from Randolphville Road out towards the Turnpike. 287 also slow from Stelton Road to Eastern Avenue. Route 1 stop and go from College Road to Raymond Boulevard. Hudson River crossings, well, the George Washington Bridge inbound on the upper deck does have delays of 10 to 15 minutes, 15 to 20 on the lower level, and 10 to 15 from any other approach. Lincoln inbound, 50 to 55 minutes, outbound 25 to 30. Holland inbound, delays are 20 to 25 from 1 and 9, 15 to 20 from the Turnpike, and the outbound delays are 30 to 35 minutes. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno at AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM 970, The Answer. And our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM 970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the Premium Pillows, the Luxury Giza Sheets, the Mattress Toppers, the Roll and Go Pillows, even the Pet Beds. And you should ask about the new Human Bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Again, my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. My 24-hour voicemail, always available to you at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. the interesting thing about the day in which we live is that everyone knows everything all the time. You try to tell a three-year-old what to do. I know. Now, my two-year-old, literally, her answer, instead of using the words yes, her answer is, I know. Now, I guess she heard her mom and her dad using that language at some point. She knows what no is. Do you want this? No. Is this what you want? I know. And then that's her way of saying yes. But, you know, and we're trying to break her of it, but she just refuses to say yes. Would you say yes next time? I know. So, you know. Well, here's the thing. Everybody on the planet thinks they know everything. So all during the election, Hillary Clinton was telling you things that she felt like, you know, were the right thing. And Mr. Trump was telling you things that he felt like were the right thing. And you go look at movie stars and, you know, the Gwyneth Paltrows of the world. They write whole books about all the stuff that they know, you know, how to be the best woman that's ever been a woman and shop for less and eat healthier and still drink martinis and chug ham, you know, whatever. It's whatever it is that she does. Everyone knows. There's always, I've learned and I'm knowing and I know all about something. And for some reason, if you're famous, we're supposed to give these people more credence as to what they know. But Katy Perry said something interesting that's in today's New York Times. She said every day, Katy Perry, the pop star, who, by the way, got criticized for cultural appropriation. That's the big crime now when you do something from one culture into the, like what Rachel Dolezal was doing. She was trying to be a black person living as a white woman. She was trying to live as a black person. Now that's the big crime, cultural appropriation. Well, she said, every day when I think I know something, the universe shows me that I need to learn another lesson. She said recently in Manhattan, she was at a shared workspace doing a video. She said, so I stand here today more so than any other day saying, I know nothing. I literally know nothing. She has put that as her slogan on her Twitter channel. She is now wearing T-shirts for her yoga classes that say that. But I know nothing is Katy Perry's new thing. Now, this was the I kissed a girl and I liked it girl a few years ago. And this is the stuff that she's done in pop music that has caused so much controversy. Then she went on to say this. Hear these words. I know nothing, but I feel empowered. I feel liberated. I feel spiritually liberated, politically liberated, sexually liberated, liberated from things that don't serve me. Does that make any sense? I know nothing, but I feel liberated in all these specific areas. I've always been under the impression that knowledge is what brings you genuine freedom. It's one of the reasons why we try to obliterate truth, obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. Clarity is really what brings liberty above all else. So I know nothing and I am nothing. That's what our culture wants to be today. Non-binaries unite.